Hello and welcome back to the Real Estate BS audio blog. I am your host, Sir Ashley, and today's topic is, if you're buying a home, what should your credit score be? Before I get into today's episode, I want to tell you who I am and who this audio blog is for. Again, my name is Sir Ashley. I am a real estate investor and a real estate agent based here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I am the founder of Sir Ashley Real Estate and FairHouseOffer.net. Sir Ashley Real Estate is a real estate company, obviously, and we help traditional buyers and sellers here in the Charlotte market and throughout the Carolinas. And FairHouseOffer.net is my investor side of the business, and we buy houses throughout the country, primarily on the East Coast and sometimes in LA, Southern California. I've been in this business for 8 years. And author of a few books. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at sir_realestate on Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat. Well, enough of this. Let's get into today's topic. Now, one of the biggest stresses when buying a home is qualifying for a loan. Now, it doesn't take much to make someone's credit score imperfect, but even with an imperfect credit score, buyers are able to secure a mortgage. And in this audio blog, in this episode, I want to tell you where your credit score needs to be for you to get approved for those mortgages. Number one, an FHA loan. Now, FHA loan is a Federal Housing Administration loan, and these is one of the loans that are more lenient when it comes to credit. Number one is a Federal Housing Administration loan. This is an FHA loan. Now, FHA loans are a little more lenient when it comes to credit, and your credit score only has to be above 500. Now, there is an offset to that. If your credit score is anywhere between 500 and 580, you typically have to come with a larger down payment. So while you can get approved with a lower credit score, you'll have to come to the closing or to the purchase of the home with more down payment. The next two loans are a VA loan and a USDA loan. A VA loan is a Veteran Affairs loan, and a USDA loan is a United States Department of Agriculture loans. These are federally insured loans which protect lenders against the borrower defaulting. Now, the good thing with the VA loan and the USDA loan is that neither of these loans have a minimum credit score. So while that is a good thing, there's a little offset with that as well. The various lenders set their own guidelines and discretion when it comes to this, because typically a VA loan and a USDA loan are 100% loans, meaning there is no down payment. So the lender wants to make sure that the borrower is not going to default. So they have their own discretions and limits on what credit scores they will allow. Now, the next two loans I want to talk about are the Fannie Mae and the Freddie Mac loans. Now, these are known as conforming loans, meaning they must conform with the standards that allow them to be sold in the secondary market. So oftentimes the borrower would have to have a higher credit score, typically around 680 or above, to apply for these loans or to get approved for these loans. These loans do offer low down payments, typically as little as 3% to get approved. But no, 3% down, but your credit score has to be around 620 or better to get approved for Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan. Now, when you're thinking about getting a loan for a home, there's a little bit more factors to take into consideration other than your FICO score, your credit score. Things to consider is you have to look and see if there's any major imperfections in your recent credit history. Is there a foreclosure or bankruptcy in your credit report? If so, you may need time to allow those to season. That just means you have to allow time to pass so those can get rectified and you can reestablish yourself as showing you have good credit. Typically, 2 years to 3 years would satisfy most seasoning requirements, but some lenders are different. Lenders also look at and see if your credit score is improving. Meaning, yes, everybody comes across some hard times now and then, but the lenders take into account if your credit score is improving, meaning that whatever difficulty you may have had in the past has been rectified and you're on a good path and your credit score is steadily rising. The other major component that lenders take into account is the debt to income ratio. That simply means they look at the ratio between the debts you pay, whether it be your car payment, your rent, any credit card payments, in ratio to the income you earn based on your primary job or any kind of contracting work you may do. A good rule of thumb is to make sure that no more than 31% of your monthly income goes towards debt. If that is the case, you will typically qualify for any debt to income standards or guidelines that your lender may have. Again, make sure that your debt is no more than 31% of the income you receive monthly. I understand this episode is going a little long, so I'll wrap up. In closing, you just want to make sure you talk to consult a good lender. If you're in the Charlotte area or in North or South Carolina, I have a couple lenders that I'll definitely refer you to that could do their best to get you qualified for a mortgage loan. If you're not in the Charlotte area, please feel free to reach out. I'm sure I can put you in contact with somebody in your area that is well-versed in the various programs and the various loans that could get you approved for a home purchase. Again, my name is Sir Ashley, and if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at Snapchat, Instagram, or Twitter at Sir_Real Estate, or feel free to go to our website, sirashley.com, or give us a call, 704-775-1236. I hope this was helpful, and until next time, talk to you later.